Hey, everybody, what's good? Oh, wow. Hey, everybody, what's good, though? It's Marley B in the building. Let me drop a little music on y'all real quick because it's been a while, but I'm back, baby. Bang Out Radio, get ready to party.
What's cracking, y'all? You're tuned in to BangOutRadio.com. Yep. You know what I mean?
Bang out.
Where all indie artists get played.
All indie artists.
You hear things first.
Yep. Tell them. If you don't
know. Let me explain a little bit more.
You know. Yeah.
LA representing, you should know me now. You wanna track murder? Pay attention, let me show you how. For me, it's kinda easy. I just smoke a blunt and let it flow. Have a drink and tune into
Bang Out Radio.
What's the day?
Monday.
You know what that means. All indie artists dropping knowledge with my nigga Supreme. No better way to start the week, let's get it cracking. Making money, stacking, networking, making it happen. Now it's
Tuesday.
I got a twisted type of demeanor. So from 6 to 8, I
bang out
with LA Drina. Now it's
Wednesday.
What's the time?
Five.
You know I'm high, you see. Fantasizing, wishing I could
bang out
Marley B.
Butter, baby.
Yeah, the dagger don't play.
It's butter, baby.
That's for you too, told us to say.
It's Thursday.
Had to
replay.
Back to where I started at. Make the streets clap.
Replay.
Another dagger track. That's a fucking fact. Please just say, don't ever go away. What's they gonna get to bang that?
Fire on Friday.
Y'all always give the dagger love. This is how I let it show. Sitting so incredible on
Bang Out Radio.
Yo,
Bang Out Radio.
Bitch niggas talking about this.
Talk
and that.
About it,
talking
yeah.
about we ain't this, we ain't that. Fuck niggas, and get off our motherfucking nuts.
That's
let's get this motherfucking money in peace, you bitch ass niggas.
I'm a tremor boy, the K go. Ain't no game folk, fucking brain blow. Mess your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people come and get your ass poke. I'm a tremor boy, the K go. Ain't no game folk, bitch, fucking brain blow. Mess your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people come and get your ass poke. I'm a drummer boy, hit you with 100 boy. Hopping out the whip, something you can't stomach, boy. Six sour, yeah, Smith the Western. Luger nigga, you get your shit contested. You be breathless after that Magna, your ass ingested. Gave a nigga a lap, man, found his remains in the trash can. I'm a kamikaze like a motherfucking Afghan. The Maserati ill tempered like a fucking black man. You know what it is, you know what I'm talking about. The beat off that lean, but YG, he off that green. Ride rocks the instrumental, beat from K Leno. A real to ride through quietly, but violently. You hear that jungle drum? Yeah, this gangsta shit inside of me. Young nigga looking like he hit the fucking lottery. YG off the bomb, yeah, he gotta be. I'm a tremor boy, the K go. Ain't no game folk, fuck the brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, pippin, come and get your ass poke. I'm a tremor boy, the K go. Ain't no game folk, get your fucking brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank. People come and get your ass poked. Catch your boy wide, that's 745. Pull up to the function, yeah, I'm eating, yeah, I'm munching. Leave a path of destruction whenever I come through dumping. I'm passing above, you better try with another.
Try
rude awakening when that road meet the rubber. When I do my dirt, yeah, I strap on the OJs. Pull a futuristic burner, yeah, I shoot both ways.
Okay.
All up in your face, creeping down your fucking hallway.
Always.
One to your head, two to your chest, and broad day. Fuck what the law say. Duck when the 30-eyed red dot on your block. Coming on these bitches while I'm coming to these riches. Climbing out of ditches, arose from the trenches. Call it a redemption whenever you think they missing. When the sun rise for y'all, we at the sunset. Posted with a dumb bitch and shit, but some fun shit. I'm a tremor boy, the K go. Ain't no game folk, get your fucking brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people, come and get your ass poke. I'm a tremor boy, the K go. Ain't no game folk, get your fucking brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people come and get your ass poked. Pop the this skin. Real niggas that get with this. Stop and listen, no bull, straight shitting. Be a witness, we're sorry for niggas who missed this. I'm a YG, G-Ride, passenger seat. In the back seat, B-Mojis, the back me. I'm crafty with the fifth, outcome is ridiculous. Causing mischief like a mischief, yeah, I'm off a split. So high, nigga can fly off a cliff. And lucky enough to land in the pile of shit. The government know I bomb it, then any terrorist the interest. So until then, this will be my commitment. The lyrics will be relentless to whenever I decide to end this. Your boy is the business, never leave your bitch unattended.
Yes, cause that bitch will get snatched by a click of bosses. We real gorilla pimping out here. We strong arm for hoes, you bitch ass niggas. We want all, niggas.
I'm a tremor boy. The K-Go. Ain't no game folk. Fuck the brain blow. Match your mouth with it. Come and get your ass go. Point blank, pippin. Come and get your ass poke. I'm a tremor boy. The K-Go. Ain't no game folk. Get your fucking brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it. Come and get your ass go. Point blank, pippin. Come and get your ass poke.
When I'm on the road, when I reverse, they manage. I'll fall conquest like a nursery spaniel.
I got a meaty marinara sandwich. Don't you wish y'all had some? Find a way to Subway if y'all really just want your hunger to be satisfied. So, you know, it's 130,000 degrees out here where I live. So, you know what I'm saying? Call in. Tell me what the weather looking like on your end. You feel me? This week, the hot topic is, should artists do mixtapes or albums? Like, where do you lie on that scale? And what's your opinion, you know? I'm not going to give my opinion until I'm asked or, you know, I feel like putting my input. I really want to hear what y'all think. You feel me? So I'm going to get back into a little bit of music and basically enjoy my time on Bang Out Radio with your girl, Marley Z. What's good Wednesdays, baby? Let's do this.
Hip hop to the bone. I be the best you ever had coming through. Wait.
Marley B in the building. So that was my girl, I believe, Treasure, or Walk Like a Model, I'm not sure, but I just know the song's off the chain, and it's in rotation, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting used to this new switchboard. And, you know what I'm saying, y'all feel free to call in and voice your opinion on the hot topic of the day, which is what should people do mixtapes or albums? Feel me, and just let us know how you feel about the profit of a mixtape or benefit of a mixtape and the same as an album, you know, and what do you think, as indie artists, what do you think they should do, as well as coming from a manager's perspective and artist perspective. So you guys tune in, because this week, yes, I am dedicating a lot of time to music. People have been sending me music all week, and I just want to be able to play that and let them know that, you know what I'm saying, Bang Our Radio, we do talk and we do have laughs and, you know, we get to a lot of the nitty-gritty, but we do play our folk music, you know what I'm saying? We give it up to artists globally all around the world. So if you're listening and you want to call in, the number is 661-621-7559. And if you're actually listening in on your phone and you want to tune in online, then you just go to www.bangoutradio.com. You just click the icon right up in the top that says Bang Out Radio, and boom, you'll find us. Scroll through all the episodes, archived and new, and you'll find any one of us. You know, that's Grind Network with my boy Steady Grinding and Jay Payton, and then you got Twisted Tuesdays with our girl L.A. Dreamers, and of course today you got me on What's Good Wednesdays, Replay Thursdays with our baby girl Topaz Lachey, the creator of Bang Out Radio, and Fridays, you get to hear Drina's lovely voice again as she, you know, give it up for the femcs, our female MCs and artists out there. And then we round up our week with Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie on Sexy Saturdays. You know, if y'all want to find out the times, emails, any more info, you just can go on bangoutradio.com and everything will be there for you. Or you can look any one of our hosts up on Facebook. And it's nothing. So I want to play a little bit of music. I may, you know, have to run this back later on, but this is a song by my girl, Nashadi. Nashadi is dropping her debut album today. So I just wanted you guys to get a piece of her single. You know what I'm saying? Find You.
The light in the candle to lead me out my darkness tonight. It's rough out here, so effing rough. I want to disappear. No longer held by your fear to a faraway place where nobody knows my name. You
is another DJ Remix.
Man, that was my girl Nashadi. Y'all can't tell me that wasn't a hot track. Man, that hot track. You hear them harmonies? Y'all not knowing. This is a gifted, very, very gifted young lady. Y'all make sure y'all keep her mixtape out. Her album drop, Naked. It is called Naked, and it is bearing all soul. I'm telling you, it is so bomb. So y'all make sure that y'all cop that tonight. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to find Nashadi, you know where to find us, Facebook. N-E-S-H-A-D-I. And let me go on to my girl Dreama, because this just happens to be one of my favorites from her, you know. And I just want y'all to see how she really killed game. I know y'all here on Tuesdays, but y'all gonna have to hear today. Like the year it is, go. This one is called Look At Me Now. You know what I'm saying? So we already know pretty much what that means. So look at me now, baby. La Dreama in the building.
Storm. La Dreama in the building.
West Coast
finest. You know what it is. Let go. You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a flock. If I pull a heat out, then you know I'm gon' cop with the red bottom pumps. So you know I got a rock with me, tryna go down, then I ain't tryna stop. L.A. Dreena in this bitch, I kill you hoes and dig a dick. My flow is so phenomenal, I murder all you plastic kids. Hate me now, hate me later, I'm world champion like the ladies. You wanna bench, I'm in the game, I need the fortune, fuck the fame. You the loser, I'm the winner, I eat rap bitches for dinner. Call me the glutton, cause I'm the fucking sinner, bitch.
For this.
Man, I got more bars than Twin Towers and Linwood put together. You already know what it is.
What a fuck
is my commissary, bitch?
Second verse, same old shit. Hottest bars is all I say. I'm on my grind, that's for sure. 2 days a week on Bang Out Radio, record star mob ABZ. Cali girls, GMG. You fuck with me, bitch, rest in peace. I go so hard just like a beast. Fuck your squad, fuck your swag. Fuck your Louis duffel bag. Fuck your flag, fuck your rag. Baddest bitch you ever had. If you hating on me, then I'm on my job.
Complete my being. I need her by my side. No matter the situation, she always down to ride. See everything I want, man, see everything I dream. Fulfill my every need mentally and physically. Take me to another level intellectually. Her honey roasted complexion is close to perfection. Get lost for days when I look in the brown ass. The only thing standing brighter than the smile is the sun. Run across some prototypes, but I know that she the one. Love the way her mouth curves when she speak her words. Love how she rock her hips and left the right when she walks. Like the moon in the sky, she light my way through the dark. She always open and willing to play a part. The only thing she really want from me is my heart. Hindsight is 2020, so I stay in forethought. Keep my eyes on the future, making the present my past. My mind is the canvas, her body is the easel. I'll do anything in this world I can to please you. But let me stop, keep sweating, sounding like I'm begging. I'm just trying to let you know, I think we compatible. I would give up anything, just to give you everything. You was a simple and comfortable, you sensual and sensible. While in the last, in the second 70, you have a sense. Especially when I'm sexing it, treat her like a Yamaha. Get on top, I'm revving it, till she scream, I'm loving it. Legs shake non-stop, whenever I'm up in it. A pussy so good, got me fighting off, wasn't quick. It's ill though, how I can show with the real no. My greatest enemy is usually my inner me. But with her, I feel no fears and insecurities. She's the only chick in this world I think there is me.
good, everybody. It's Marley B. Let me see. We got caller 2099 on live. What's good with it? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I'm like, caller 2099?
Hello. What's good with you, baby girl?
What's good with it? How you doing?
I'm blessed. I don't know what the effing wrong with my phone. I was just trying to listen. And it automatically just put me in. But this is MKD. This first time listening on your ear and shit. Just trying to see what you about.
Okay, for sure. That's what's up. Well, you can continue to listen in. You feel me? I put you back in queue. Or if you wanna, when more callers start calling in and we discussing the hot topic, then you can press 1 and get back in.
All right, what is the topic of the day, since I'm already talking to you?
The topic of the day is, what do you think artists should do, mixtapes or albums, or, you know, give your input behind both?
Well, me personally, if they're going to do anything, they should put their whole heart into it, like even a mixtape. I do mixtapes, but I treat my mixtapes like I'm about to do an album, you feel me? Like, you never know when a mixtape song might be banging, you know, they might be able to throw it on the radio.
Right.
So, just go hard at it. Just continue to make the music, even if it's just a mixtape. You know, it might not make it out commercial-wise. Just give it your all and give it your best.
Right. That's right. I feel you on that, definitely. Definitely, you know, that that'll give a lot of people an idea of, you know, what they should do as well, because, you know, a lot of people just get started in the game. They don't know, you know what I'm saying? When I was just now, like, starting to record some music, I was like, dang, should I even do mixtape or album? You know, then I started hearing some people like, yeah, don't do no mixtape, and I heard some people saying, do the mixtape, you know, so, it's kind of to each his own, but, you know, it's always better to do one thing than the other, or just be good at both, actually. You know?
Uh-huh.
So, if you got a chance to listen in to L.A. Dreamer's mixtape track, Look At Me Now, so Look At
Me
Now, how did you like that?
Oh, yeah, I hear that all the time. I think my homeboy Supreme be playing that one, and I'll be like, okay, that should be going. That should be knocking.
Yeah, he did, actually. He played that. And, that's like one of my favorite beats right now.
me and my cousin, we did, Trey Songz beat, I believe, Rock That Body.
Okay,
I think it's Trey Songz or Sammy. One of the two. We did something like that. Since you said something, I'm going to have to send that to you.
Right. Anybody out there want to send music in, just send it to bangoutmarleyb@gmail.com. Or I believe it is bangoutradiomusic@gmail.com.
How long you say you've been doing music?
I've been doing music for about 2 years. I've been doing, you know, as far as being serious about it, for 2 years. But,
for
you know,
years.
I've been singing since I was, you know, able to cry. You know, I've been singing for a minute and writing probably even longer. But the radio show hosting is new to me, but it came pretty natural. I've been doing this since the beginning of April. I really enjoy this whole field. It's real cool.
Okay.
Any artists
that
you like in particular?
Underground. You mean like underground? You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't really got too into the underground artists yet. That's unknown. But I be listening. I be into them. trying to see what's going on, because I don't have everybody's music. I'm all the way on the East Coast right now.
Right.
So when I get home, I'm gonna see what's everybody about. This is one dude. This is one dude all the way back from Facebook before. I mean MySpace. That he's a good artist. Y'all know him. I can't remember his name. I cannot remember his name. But y'all be playing him. But next
be
time
playing
I call,
him? I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah. He been out in Lancaster for a hot minute. I just can't think of his name right now. Man, he be doing it big in Lancaster, Los Angeles.
That's I'll right. The Swagger Movement.
Yeah.
Swagger Movement.
Yeah. I think so.
It's 9 times out of 10, my boy Swagger Movement, because I have, you know, a couple of my other friends like, hey, have you heard of Swagger Movement? I had his one of his newly signed artists on my show about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Her name is I Mercury.
Yeah.
Annie. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
That's tight. That's tight right there.
Let me find out. what's good? I want to ask you this question. What made you just say, look, let me start a radio show? Somebody was asking you, or you was like, let me find something into, or what? What made you do this?
My homegirl, actually, Topaz Lachey, created Bangout Radio. You know what I'm saying? She's a very brilliant person. You know, she came up with the idea that, you know, as many independent underground artists that she knows and works with and networks with, you know, why not go forth with a radio show that you can gain exposure, because she, you know, is an artist as well. And she could gain exposure for her music as well as for, you know, a numerous amount of people, you know, so it just started off, you know, she had Q on, formerly known as Day 26 member. And he was a guest on, you know, and then, you know, as time went, because she started it roughly in January, and it's just been taking off since then. You know, it was one Thursday or Friday, and then it failed. You know, she added more days on, and with careful screening, she picked her host that she thought would, you know, fit right into the Bangout Radio family, which was myself, L.A. Drina, my friend Steady Grinding, you know, the Supreme and Jay Payton that do Monday, and then Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie are the babies of the family. We, you know, came together pretty good, and so each of us gets, you know, our day, and we do a show a day, and if we want to do, like, a surprise or, you know, live show broadcasting from somewhere else, we can do that, you know, but it's so much room to grow right now. You know, we're just basking in the ambiance of being, you know, successful, and it's almost been a year. So, like, I want to give her props for that as well as the other hosts, because, you know, we all keep each other afloat, and we all, you know, motivate each other and inspire each other. And so, but we each host came up with their own idea for the show, the title of the show, and, you know, what topic you want to have, and, you know, the order of guests you want to put on, or, you know, what kind of drops, you know, and music you play. We each have a separate, you know, email for that, and we, you know, somehow it seems like we be working together. We barely get to talk to each other, but somehow we just, you know, groove along together. So, you know, it's real cool. It's real cool.
It works like that. It's like a buzz in the air. Like, I don't even know nothing about it. My old buddy Verge, he was like telling me about y'all, and then he told me about Supreme, and then Supreme, he knows my family, then I realized that, you know, it's like everybody know everybody, but don't get to see each other, but we know each other, because if you live in Lancaster, Palmdale, you gotta know somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah, you
so
already know. It's about as small as a mouse's asshole out here.
It's like a domino effect.
It's little
effect.
Out here.
So right. You are so right. Even you know, our roots still come back from L.A. It's going to reach back down to L.A., Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will be like,
yep.
Well, let me see what these niggas talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We got so many people coming in, calling in from everywhere and coming from everywhere to do shows. It's crazy. I had people on from Australia and Trinidad and
What?
I can't even name the states. But, yeah, they call in, you know, and we set up the interviews, and we does this. We want to check out the archive shows. All our past shows are, you know, open and up for replay at any time on BangOutRadio.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, you know, we having a good time. I want to play this one track by one of my past guests on the show, Mr. Pills. We love Mr. Pills. He's like the biggest supporter of Bang Out Radio at this point. And so, you know,
okay.
He requested 26s, so I'm going to play 26s for him. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? Tell me what you think about this track after I get back.
Okay.
Bang Out Radio.
Let's get it.
About my boy Mr. Peels. You feel me? So what you like about that track?
Man, that's a up in the club, make you wanna just rock your bang your head out. Just jump up and down. Just let niggas sleep in the club. Like, come on, get your ass up.
Right, you can't sleep in the club.
Do something with yourself. You can't be going up against the wall and just check out the thing. Come on. I like that.
You
mean
a wallflower? That was my boy, Mr. Peels. I got caller 4118. They might want to have something to say about that last song. I don't know what's good, caller. Caller 4118? Yeah.
Yeah,
yo,
I like
what's
that.
Happening with it?
What's good with it? Who's this?
This is your cousin calling all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas, baby.
Oh,
this is your cousin Billy calling all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas.
My cousin Billy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What's going on?
What is going on? So, how's...
Hey, nothing but the heat down here in Little Rock, baby.
Right, it's hot out here.
Oh, boy, it's so damn hot down here. You see what I'm saying? It's burning the pavement up. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's
not out here like that, too.
You do
it's
not
want to like
come down
too.
South right now. I think you do not want to come down south.
Okay. I don't want to. Okay, that's right. So, Where will you? So, what you want to hear next? Some R&B or some rap? Let me know, Cousin Billy.
You know what? It all depends. You know, I kind of like a little bit of West Coast flavor. I like a little bit of East Coast flavor. You got a little bit of that Jay-Z or so?
Nope. No Jay-Z at this time. Jay-Z actually is already signed and some like a baller. So we're not going to play him because we're trying to play people who trying to get on his level independently. You know what I mean? So any artists like Boosie here, independent artists, but dudes balling. So
What about my boy? Let's see, what y'all call him down there? Big Peeps or whatever.
Oh,
you know
Big
what I'm talking
about? Let me see if I can Big Pep on the switchboard. That's the first time I got a request from my boy Big Pep. Shout out to Big Pep. You know. Man, I don't know. We possibly do. He has to email us a couple of tracks, and we'll be able to jam those.
You need to put my boy on there. You know, I heard some of his tracks. You know, they were pretty dope. You know, I really enjoyed it. Well, what about the old fam though?
Charlie Brown.
No, I'm talking about Stephon War God.
Oh, my God, that's my boy right there. That's L.A. Drina's bro. You know what I mean? Let me see.
Yeah,
I know we got some work out up here, you know. Of course we got some work out up here. It would be, like, totally insane.
I want you to bump that. Let me hear some of that. I want to hear some of that flavor.
All right. I'm looking it up right now. You know I'm about to give you Swagger real quick because they stay swagged out. You know what I mean? Let me take a caller. While I'm looking for this real quick. Caller 1988. You on live with Marley B.
What's good,
good with
Marley B? It's Chalk Motherfucking Swag in the building. What's good?
What's good with it, Chalk Swag?
You know I'm on every show. You know I'm body Marley B. So you know I'm doing what I do best, man. What's going on?
That's right, man. Nothing but a little bit of this and a little bit of that. He say my cousin Billy. So we talking to my.
What up, cousin?
We talking to cousin Billy.
What's going on?
You know, all people, all black people related. You seen Poetic Justice? Remember, cousin?
I'm black. No, I'm just. I'm just playing with y'all.
Just say Afro American. That's all you have to say. Afro American.
Right.
But yeah, I just matter of fact, I just blessed Bang Out Radio with at least 3 new tracks from myself. Like earlier today, I gotta drop them off. So they should be on there now. I just dropped off Basshead, Paperboy, and Flight School. So.
Okay. Yeah, they probably in my email. Topaz Lachey, so I'm on replay for you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be up in full rotation. You feel me?
Definitely,
you already know.
Definitely. I had to drop them off because people been asking for the longest. Like,
yeah, like, what's up?
When you going to put something else new? Yeah, we heard they are clean. Can we hear something else? I'm like,
you already know, man. You already know they looking for you. He just asked me for Big Pep. I don't got Big Pep track, but I got War God. I sure did. I found War God off the Swag of the Gods. You know, War God, Sugar Rush, Hell of a Life. Yeah. I think I'm going to play that real quick and put you boys on hold. Is that all right?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
War God, forever and ever, you know I always love you.
Uh-huh.
Even though you a gold digging bug, but real.
Ooh.
Still, girl, you always keep it real.
Even on a bad day, you make it a good day. Always on top of shit, sensei.
Right.
Always gonna do the first thing that a nigga say.
You'll pop your ass for a little cash, huh? Jump through them loops for some band. No extension. This is what you missing. When I grip that crop from the back, they're missing. Dudes listen, girls be game. In this damn gear, see, we all in the same thing. It's like the whole world done sniff cocaine. Sip coke, fifth crack straight to the brain. And this is my creed, not my fucking claim. I done seen a devil looking like a woman. Full of hair and tentacles and cynical. Have to pull my zipper down and start the interview. That's $1,000 weave in your head, girl. Who bought that for you? Get damn sugar there. High fructose, glucose, like fine beer. High food, diabetes, get your sugar rush on. Get your sugar rush. Song after song, you know I'm buzzing. What up, cousin? Yeah, I'm killing it. But she killing them, so when she rocking it. Killing that weed the way she's styling me. And the hoes is hitting the way she's talking me. Asking the questions like, where the fuck you bought it? So she calls, reply, in the end. 100%, man, you know we just get in the loop. Right, so in the coupe. She speed all 5 ways from Sunday. On the freeway, she's a motherfucking minute. A real bad girl in the bad girl team club. Keep her feet, hair, nails done. Hear me done, I take that straight to the bank, Jack. And let her take you to cloud 9. Cause when she puts her hands on your balls this one time, you will see what angels and demons with dollar signs. So make no mistake, sugar rush time. That's $1,000 weave in your head, girl. Who bought that for you? Get damn sugar daddy. High fructose, glucose, like sign me. High food, diabetes, get your sugar rush on. Get the sugar rush. Modern girl still chasing the sweet food. Better get it right. She drinks great goose. I don't know what to say, but it's getting loose. And you ain't got no paper, homie, to get lost. At all costs, she'll get it. Even if you got a small dick, she'll hit it. But war got baby packing the 9 iron. Get your weave together. Keep your mind wired and focused. Do what you supposed to do. Do what you came to do. Ain't nobody blaming you. A pros in here. Academy Award, I up in here. Her hair shining and gleaming at nightfall. But not to mention periods and might all. The nicotine relaxing her menthol. She a sexy fat, short, skinny, even tall. Expert, see, this is her profession. Come up out your pockets, don't ask no questions. That's $1,000 weave in your head, girl. Who bought that for you? Get damn sugar daddy. High fructose, glucose, like Simon. High food, diabetes, get your sugar rush on. Get your sugar rush. That's $1,000 weave in your head, girl. Who bought that for you? Get damn sugar daddy. High fructose, glucose, like Simon. High food, diabetes, get your sugar rush on. Get the sugar rush.
Get your sugar rush. Man. That right there will give you a sugar rush. That song right there is hot. You know what I'm saying? That's like a burst of energy listening to that track. You feel me? I'm a welcome Chalk Swag back in the building. And my boy, my cousin Billy.
Yeah. I got disconnected.
That's the Biz.
Hello?
Yeah, that's the Biz.
Yeah, I got disconnected. Had to recall in. You know what I'm saying? But
that's
that
right,
was hot though.
Yeah, that's Work War by Sugar Rush, Hell of a Life off the Swag of the Gods mixtape. Y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Just listen to it.
Pop that as well. So check that out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just go check out Stephen Wolf Guys. You know what I mean? So
Oh yeah.
What artist would you like to request, Chalk Swag?
Man, as much as I don't like to be selfish, but you know what? I want to hear some of my music right now because I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. So I would like to hear Do It Better or Ain't I Clean, whichever one comes first. I'm just feeling real good today.
Fuck you. He said, as much as I.
So, you know, you got to eat and be solidify yourself at the same time.
I'm about to play this one because I feel like this is a casual, relaxed, kickback, mellow, chill type of Westwood Wednesday. So I feel like playing something like So Fresh and So Clean, Clean.
Ain't I clean?
Than this veteran, there's no comparison. You beating me, not irrelevant. Why you speaking gibberish? I'm stacking presidents. Rhymes are cleverish, my rhyme book is evident. Got so much cheese that I name myself after it. Stay so clean like a magnet, I attract a bitch. Stack a lot of greens, pockets fat like a busted lip. Hating niggas greasy like a bag of potatoes. Why this dude rapping, man? He's a producer. I'm also a addict. I'm a lyrical abuser. You living in the past, I'll take you back to the future. I'm needed in the game like updates on computers. Stay looking fresh, clean fits with the shades on. Got a lot of greens, all I'm missing is the croutons. Digging the scene with a gangster lean. And the ladies only say one thing. What's that?
Ain't I clean? Super mean.
Y'all know I have to show some love to my boy, Nicest Teller Square LA. My boys will be in the building next week. Same bad channel, same bad place, same daddy ass host. I meant same bad ass host. Did I say baddie? See, ripping off on me, y'all. I done lost my damn mind.
Just man, while listening. Everybody losing their mind, man. You should already know.
What
you heard
think?
It yesterday, so you go get the same thing today. We all lose our mind.
Man, I know y'all gonna catch my boys on next week, but man, this boy Chalk Swag is a fool. I like that Ain't Not Clean song. I ain't got a chance to tell you personally, but that's my favorite track from you because I'm a fan of, I don't want to say samples because to me it's not a sample, you know. A sample is something like a taste, like what the, you know, what the volunteer workers have at Ralph's in the back, where the picks in it. You know, that's sample. Or a cafe leche in a little plastic cup. That's a sample. but when a person get on a sample beat and take it and create something more than what it was, when they could take a beat from the 50s and add a twist to it, to the 90s, to the 2000s and up, you know, that's a talent because whatever artist, be they alive or not, whoever created that beat probably would be sitting
yeah,
the same
vibe. You know what? I appreciate that because, you know what, I tell people all the time because, like, especially not just with that song but with every song that I put yeah. together because, you know, sampling is something that's it's not easy to do. Like, just to get where I am with the sampling is not easy to do. This shit is hard as fuck. But it's like, I appreciate music with value. You know what I'm saying? You know, the shit that appreciates stocks and bonds. You know, that's the guns and butter. Nah,
right.
But real talk, though. I appreciate that, you know, when people, you know, speak up on Ain't I Clean because, you know, Ain't I Clean is a song that's probably the first song that I was satisfied with that I've recorded this in the last 2 years. That's just like clean quality from the engineering on to the lyrics itself and the music itself. You know, I put a lot of work into that song, and shout out to my Black Force family, you know, BFG gang. I put a lot of work into that, like, in anything I do. So, you know, I always let people know, like, Ain't I Clean is just the beginning. You know, I just dropped off 3 hot ones for y'all. 2 of them I didn't even make the beat, but I just, you know, spit my verses on them. So, you know, it's just a blessing to give off to the rest of the people in the game that's still trying to, you know, make it happen. And those that's trying to collab with me, man, and want me to make beats for them, you know, holler at me or hit the Reverb Nation, Chalk Swag, hit me on Facebook, Chalk Swag, or just hit up my personal page, Chalk Swag Black Forest. Hit me up, hit me on Twitter, ChalkXSwag87, all of that. Like, I have all these links so that I have all these networks so you can hit me up with business. You know what I'm saying? like I said in the last show, like, I'm trying to spread the love. Like, everybody wants a piece of the pie. So, you know, I'm not shopping for a deal. I want the deal to shop for me. The same goes for everybody else out there. Like, I'm trying to help the game.
That's real talk.
R&B artists, I want y'all too. I'm looking. Your boy got pipes. I can sing too. I ain't been preaching my singing as much as my rapping, because that's not as important to me.
With me, when you say your boy got pipes, you got to specify with Marty B. You can't just say shit like that.
I got both pipes, so it either works. It goes both ways.
Vocal.
It works either way.
Vocal. So you sing is what you're saying?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you ain't going to come off like sexual chocolate. It's going to be chalk swag.
No. I mean, I could bust something real quick. I mean, you know, usually I bust a freestyle, but I guess I could bust something real quick.
I could bust a freestyle, right? Because I clearly can't sing today.
Okay, well, we could do like, no love making, strictly back breaking, feel so good, girl, me and you naked. We can do it in many places, sweat so hard till you can't even take it. Head back to the crib, talk some more. Got butt naked, did it on the floor. Getting kind of late, gotta leave the suite. I'll call you up later, what you doing next week?
Okay. All right, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that.
I'm a triple threat, man. Like, literally.
Like, I heard that. This nigga want me to freestyle. You a fool for that. I'm supposed to retire from rapping. But, and I don't freestyle. No, I did something I know. Because I ain't no perpetrator. I ain't going to say I'm freestyling. And it ain't no freestyle. I don't rap.
Bus one.
Huh? What'd
I said, don't bus one.
Right, I'm
going
to go with
Marty B. Show how it's done.
All right, for sure. Here you go. Like this. My soldiers were thicker than this Bloody Mary. His love should be stronger than the Bondaberry. Make me fly higher than the bird of Larry. Put my pedicure over Put my pedicure over threshold when we marry. White picket fence, little house on the prairie. Righter and tighter than the curls of Jerry. And when circumstances get scary, you don't hear me though. Grab a soldier, drop that zero. Soldier girls need real soldier hero. And soldier boys be real soldier hero. So drop that nigga, get a soldier girl. Step like me and get a soldier girl.
Nickname Chalk, first name Christoph. If a nigga rapping like me, he's a ripoff. When I have a son, dog, he gonna be the chip off. Nigga staying ready like the Lakers at the tip off. Yep, and you already knew this. Ain't no fruits and vegetables, but a nigga produce. Niggas call me Winter because a nigga just the coldest. Staying on the charts, yes, no manila folders. Ain't no need for words, my Steve speaks for itself. Holding up the game like nails to a shelf. Beats stay fresh, stay the best. Bye. Swimming in the money, Terrace Howard. Pride. If you fly, I'm higher. And I got a lot of bitches like Tiger. Y'all washed up, man. I'm the fucking dryer. Parking meter, niggas. Y'all time just expired. Y'all supposed to keep that going.
That was what I was just saying. You cannot retire.
Billy, what the hell is
you?
Billy, what
you cannot retire. That's just the bottom line. You still got it, baby. You still got it. And I'm the first one to say it.
I retire for a good year. And it's like, you know what? This is not even me. Oh, wait. We got a caller. Caller 62. Stay on, y'all. Stay on. Don't hang up. Caller 62.
All
right. Zero. You're on live with Marley B, Chalk Swag, and Cousin Billy. What's good?
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we
what's good with y'all? All right, Trey Pound, representing Lancaster, Lake LA, AV, and Low Valley, all that.
So who is it?
Trey Pound. They talked to a message on Facebook since you threw him on my phone.
Yeah.
Mom, stop acting like you know.
No, because I'm trying to look now on Facebook. I couldn't even. Yeah. His phone was cutting up. Shut up, Chalk Swag. I'm kidding.
He's like, yeah.
Right, because y'all clearly see. Y'all know I got that confused face. Are you making like, so what's your name again?
Trey Pound. My name on Facebook. I'm going to give him my name. It's Trey Long.
Okay. Okay. Well, on Facebook, your name is. Are we friends?
There you go.
Yeah.
Marty, shaking my head.
Because his phone is cutting up. I can't hear.
I can hear perfectly.
Oh, well, then it's probably my phone. Is it my phone?
Well, it
are we friends?
It depends. I sent it to someone named Topaz Lachey.
Oh, no. That's the other host. That's Topaz. Oh, okay. Well, of course, it's not the same person. I'm Marley B. Topaz from Replay Thursdays. Topaz, call in. I know you listen.
Yeah, let's call in. Look, he got the wrong shirt.
Hey, it's all right. It is what it is. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's all good. So what's your name? Because I'm going to ask you.
Trey Pound. Oh, my name on there is Trayvon Williams, T-R-A-V-O-N, Williams.
Well, welcome to Bang Out Radio, bruh. Like, you know, just happened to call on Marley B's day, where she kind of spazzing right now because she don't know if you're a friend. And,
hey, that's what's up. At least I'm calling on A Day because I didn't even know what this was at first, but you feel me? I didn't know what it was. And then we ran into a homegirl of mine that hooked it up. Her name is Bree. Hooked it up with the Bang Out Radio.
Yeah.
Told me to send two songs in, and then the homegirl that I'd be talking to on the internet named Topaz Lachey, she said to send in some songs, like two songs and all that. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Oh, she definitely gonna play them. If she don't play them today, they're gonna get played on replay
tomorrow
Thursday.
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, it is what it is. I'm just glad I'm even here, feel me?
For sure.
Oh, man, it's not just, hey, do what I do. Store the number in your phone and just call every show and just show your love. Like, that's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, most of the
time. Oh, yeah, I got the number.
Bro, you actually a rapper?
I got the number in my phone. I'm a rapper. I rap. I got the number in my phone right now.
Okay.
Well, this is...
I want to hear something. I mean, can you...
Well, this show, Trayvon, this show is What's Good Wednesdays. It's hosted by me, Marley B, every Wednesday from 5 to 7. And if you want to be a guest or get an interview, then I'll hit you up on Facebook and we can schedule and I'll give you my phone number and we can talk and, you know what I'm saying?
If you want to be like me, and just call in and take over. Just call in and take over, like me.
Right, but that's not going to happen on Wednesday. Like, I'm gangster, so we don't do that here. Chalk Swag is very spoiled. He's like the spoiled kid out of all the kids. You know, all the rest of them adopted, and he the only real kid, so he be acting a fool.
I can't help it.
We ain't tripping off Chalk Swag. He call in, you know, he try to compete with me because I'm chocolate. It's just all in his head.
Oh, see, that's right. The thing, though. It's patent pending, though, Marley, baby. It's patent pending. That's why the name is Chalk Swag. You Marley B. I'm Chalk Swag. Marley B, Chalk Swag. See, Chalk and the Swag is already trademarked.
That's what's up. But, yeah, I got a little group and all that. We actually put up a video today, like a little music video. It wasn't a big one. It was like a little music teaser for the song that for one of the songs I sent. Huh?
What's your group called?
It's called Self Creative Vision, SCV.
SCV. Okay, I heard of SCV. Self Creative Vision. I think that's... Do y'all be creating events and stuff like that?
Nah, SCV is called Self Creative Vision. Like, we got our own way of seeing things.
Okay.
Yeah. It's me, my bro, and, like, another dude in the group. Like, a couple of people in the group. feel me? But for right now, like, the strongest people in the group is me and my bro.
Okay. I'm going to have to add all of y'all, immediately.
Add them up.
Now we got a nice handful of people on right now. I wanted to ask y'all, from the point of view of an artist, what do you guys think about artists doing mixtapes or albums? You know, and not necessarily, you know, major signed millionaires already. I'm just talking of when you're on the brink of trying to really get yourself up there and more known, as well as making some money. What do you think should be your, you know, your decision?
Well, personally, as a person, as an artist that's been in the game so long, and for you know, doing it as I've been doing it, I think it's very important that you give people something just to have. Like, I think it's cheaper to do mixtapes because, one, the money is not coming out of your pocket. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think people get a chance to feel you more when you can just give them something to listen to. Whether it just coming out with an album, you're going to lose more, you know, investing into an album and ain't nobody heard you. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know who you are. Don't nobody, you know, they can't feel you. They just looking at you like just another rapper or just another R&B singer or just another entertainer. You have to give people something to look forward to. So I think if you just push music out there and you just give them little samples like, here, I'm just giving this to you. Like, that's the thing. That's the joy of mixtapes. Like, you can make a gang of mixtapes and create a buzz off a mixtape. And it'd be forever before you make an album. Like, Drake, for instance, that's a guy that made mixtape after mixtape. Before he even had a solid deal, he was just pushing mixtapes. People download mixtapes more than they go buy actual music anyway. So it's cool to, you know what I'm saying, put that music out there for free. You know, give the audience something, give your people something to you know what I'm saying, let them anticipate your album. That's the anticipation part. Like, yeah, I'm about to get this nigga album. Like, that's what you want to do is anticipate.
My phone hung up on me.
Yeah. I like that. I agree with him. I think as far as, like, with music's concerned and trying to get yourself out there, I think mixtapes is the road to go. Because, you feel me, an album, you don't want to just start off with just any old type of song or theme for your album. Your album's got to be special.
Your album is personal, dude.
Your album's gonna be something that you could just be like, you feel me, I'm here, and now, you feel me, what am I gonna do? Like, this is me. Like, this is actually me. Mixtape, I think mixtape, when you're trying to come out and you're trying to make a name for yourself, mixtape is just that genre to just have fun. You know, you can use the beats that you like from other people's songs. Like, I got an album that me and my bro are about to do right now called We Told You So, Volume 1. And if y'all know what that Snap Back Back song is, right? That Tupac's Back.
Yeah.
I did like my own little version to it called Pizzo's Back, and like I was having fun with that. And I'm about to put that on the mixtape, you feel me? I got a couple of other songs about to put on the mixtape. But my album is going to be like something different, something totally special, so something new.
Matter of fact, that gives you a chance to showcase your talent, like do things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect that, the fact that that we are able as artists to go ahead and be like, hey, I like that song, but I think I can rip that shit better than he did. And to be able to do it and people go out and do it, and then you able to listen to many versions of it, so you don't ever get tired of the song, you know?
Exactly. That's how I felt with that Tupac's Back. Because I'm not going to lie, now this is just me talking. I got a super high confidence level. You feel me? Everyone says that they think they the best. I know for a fact that I'm great amongst great amongst great. And that's just the way that my swag is, my swag per se. That's just how I roll. So when I was hearing that Tupac's back and Snapback's back, I thought that everyone on there could have went a little harder. And so when I dropped mine, I did mine a little harder. I'm sorry. Like, that's just the type of person I am.
As you should, because you're trying to prove something. Like, everybody has their rank to being the best. And just like I claim to be the best at my abilities, I already know it's somebody out there probably better than me, 10 times better than me, but that makes it even better for me to go ham or go hard on anything that I do. So, you know, that really is a big key to being very successful in music, is keeping yourself known and keeping yourself in the view. And that's how you do it with music.
And that's another...
Not to interrupt you, but hold that thought so I can play a little bit of music and we get back to our discussion, because the discussion is good. But you know what I'm saying? I want to play some music from a couple of artists that sent their tracks in, you know?
All right.
Hey, you can't take me. Over here trying to kidnap me, Marty B. I just seen that Facebook.
That's Party with a Villain. Cardi Vegas, Party with a Villain. Let's go.
Easy.
Great Jack, dummy. Maytag, honey. We ballin' all crazy. A-Rab money. I'm a darn that crispy. And it's done tech with me. I get you high, just come in and contact with me. I rose from the precinct. I rose in the semen. Now I'm backseat. Oh, that rose looking decent. Something on the side. She posed in agreement. Like, sure, boy, you ride. You know that you eatin'. Okay, follow and tweet it. This beat get swallowed and treat it. Let it bow hot and light up the loud. Introduce it to my high overnight in the clouds. Shout out to Easy Beats, I'm the life of the crowd. And I don't know if it's the ice or the smile, but that cutie. I'm about to OT like kids on that booty. So I'm a OD like Diggs, I'm back, Lucy. You rap groupie, take notes, I'm a heavy spitter. In each quote, hold weight like a heavy nigga. I don't trick, I'm trying to save for the porch. Pull down like I play for the score. I got them hating, competition shaking like they waving the torch. You need help for the paper. Because I'm a monster. I'm trying to conquer the top first 46. With no rehearsal, get merch first 48. With no commercials, added, bashing. Flying up fourth like Aladdin, dashing. 44 Bulldog, blow it off rabbit. With enough force, that'll force you off the atlas. So catch the pitch if you ain't check the bat average. I'm hitting things out of the park, I'm Hank Aaron. Okay, Cardi in the building. Passing out flyers, come party with a villain.
We got our bullets on our way.
Bullets on our way.
Checks in our face. They catch a feeling.
Haters.
Come and party with a villain. We got our bullets on our way.
Bullets on our way.
Checks in our face.
The
haters catch a feeling.
Haters.
Come and party with a villain.
When I hit the front door, you know what it is. Soon as I leave the club, it's straight to the crib. Me and Cardi got some Barbies about the party. Think I think I'm Coolio and Vito, they mob me. Haters looking sorry in the corner. We ballin' like Tom Brady, them haters pop Warner. Hater pop, hater, you're a corner. Bullets like Tim Tebow, I drop a bomb on ya. Every time I drop a flow, I can get that dough. Run up in that nigga's crib, nigga, kick a dough. With them bricks at, I put a bullet with your bitch at. I put one right in her big hat, I break off just like a Kit Kat. When I be clapping, she be scratching like a big cat. I pull up in that Prada, it be growling like a big cat. They call me Yola, I'm that Coke, no bacon soda. I'm so raw, shimmy, shimmy, y'all.
We got our bullets on our way.
Bullets on our way.
Checks in our face. They catch a feeling.
Haters.
Come and party with a villain. We got our bullets on our way.
Bullets on our way.
Checks in our face.
Got the
chicks in our face. The haters catch a feeling.
Haters.
Come and party with a villain.
ما أعرف لك من قلب اللي انت هجرته ولا مرة عملت حسابه مش ممكن هيقرب لك.
Hello.
مش بيعرق بالوعيد الحمد لله على اللي بالكلامي.
That's what I was thinking too.
That shit go hard right there. I got something on me. That shit go hard. That's my boy Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? That's one of BTP's artists right there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bianca and Diggs. You feel me? Those both are big supporters of Bang Our Radio. You know what I mean?
So, wanted to get in the
picture. Not to touch you off, but how do you, my bro's trying to look for you on Facebook right now. How you spell your name? The same way it sounds?
Like Bob Marley, M-A-R-L-E-Y.
M-A-R-L-E-Y-B.
Then with a B.
Yeah.
Be like Bob, yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, it's just no, M-A-R-L-E-Y-B, just like Bob Marley. M-A-R-L-E-Y-B.
Yeah. On Facebook, it's my government name, and I'm probably not going to say that on air, so.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Marley B, I got three papers.
So, the government is, no, I'm just playing.
She said, well, I'll just give you mine, then, and then you can just add me.
I did already.
Like oh, yeah?
All right. Yeah, I sent you a friend request already. Uh-huh,
Go to, what my picture look like, because there's like a million Trayvon Williams in the world.
What does your picture look like? The one that has 15 mutual friends with me, that's what it looks like.
Oh, well, it is what it is.
So how you know, the other Trayvon that had like 47 mutual friends, you know?
A picture of green and black.
Right now.
I'm here discriminating on the other 47 mutual friends that other than was Trayvon Williams.
Green and black.
Yeah, my Trayvon Williams, it has a green background.
Yeah,
in a green background.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's still looking on the search engine. She's just saying she found you. That's why you.
No, I just found him and sent him a request. Boo, chocolate.
No, you did not boo me on the air. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good, Marley B. It is all good. All
right. I'm gonna just have to wait for it to.
That's
all
right. When I come to Englewood, I'm gonna be looking for you.
Oh, you won't find me there. I am the Tooth Fairy. You will never find me one spot.
Oh, I can wait till night. The Tooth Fairy come out at night. So, what is this?
That's what she do. Yeah. Man, I think I'm going to play more music. It's because that had me more pumped up. I'm going to play West Coast just because Cousin Billy and my first caller and Trayvon probably never heard my song either. And, you know, people like it.
I can't sing like you, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I go by Trey Pound. Not to say anything, but I go by Trey Pound.
Say his name correct. On the set.
John. I go by.
West Coast on here.
All right.
Who's from the West Coast? I just want to know. Raise your hand.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Well, I'm
really,
from the West
like
Coast.
Like they can really see us on the phone. Raise your hand.
Right, but you raising your hand.
No, I am, but I'm scratching my head.
For sure, that's all West Coast, so I'm gonna give it to y'all raw, real quick. West Coast, baby. Hey.
We can. The hottest beat. Hottest beat with the hottest DJ. The station that rules the nation from state to state, country to country. We play. This is another DJ remix.
What's good, y'all? We back. That was your girl, Marley B, with Let's Get. We've been having a nice lineup today, you know what I'm saying, on our music. We got a lot of talent out there, you know what I'm saying, waiting to be discovered. And you know what I'm saying, if you guys ever want to send in your tracks, y'all make sure y'all send in your tracks to bangoutmarleyb@gmail.com. Seriously, it's spelled the way it sounds, it's sounded the way it's spelled. So send it in. My first email was kind of long. This one is good. Caller 2099, you're on live with Marley B. What's up?
Marley B.
What's up, boy?
Man, I'm trying. I like that. I'm digging that song right there. My homie in Texas, he would love that song right there. He rapped California all day. I got a California song with a chick calling Cali, in the streets of Cali. Matter of fact, just send me a friend request on my Facebook. And then I'm going to ask you, how can I get a hold of your music?
Okay. Oh, well, how you can get a hold of my music, we're going to run our links down. That would be reverbnation.com/1, Marley B. And you could also go on my Facebook, so I'm going to add you on Facebook. You could go on my Facebook page, and there should be a link to my music page, and you can find a widget on there as well. And that would be through my band profile. And I'm on MySpace and YouTube.
Ain't nobody on MySpace no more.
Hey, dude with the song called Fresh, that shit was, I like that shit. Soulful shit to it.
Oh, you mean Ain't I Clean?
Ain't I Clean. I like that shit. That shit was off the hook.
Check it out on Reverb Nation, Chalk Swag.
Okay.
Separate, or you can also hit Hulk Share and type in Chalk Swag, and all my music will pop up in the search engine.
Okay.
And on YouTube, just type in Ain't I Clean.
Ain't I Clean? Okay. Yeah. I'm about to look that up right now on my computer. That shit was good. Oh, shit, I'm liking
call
this.
Call this download right. Wednesday now. Everybody's getting all of the new music.
Hey. All right, that's all. Just look me up on Facebook. First name Dean, D-E-A-N, last name Melvin.
Hey, how long have y'all been, like, around? Because I just now heard of this. Bangout Radio.
Bangout Radio?
Yeah.
Bangout Radio been around almost a year now. I can't wait till we think of something to do for like the year celebration. It's going to be off the chain. It is definitely going to be off the chain. I wanted Topaz to call in and chop it up.
I can't call in and say, what's it is, shit, baby?
Second, but I want Topaz to call in, so if you hit her up on Facebook real quick, tell her to call in for the show go off. She's been repping tough for Rest of the Wednesdays, man. I really appreciate that.
I'm about to get on her head right now.
Because we've been having a good...
Call.
But real talk, thank y'all, callers. I just want to tell everybody thank you, you know what I'm saying, for calling in. We got a couple more callers calling in. Caller, let me see who's been on the host the longest. Caller 5211. Thank you for holding for 3 minutes. I didn't see you at first.
Oh, that ain't
low. That's me being crazy. Caller 5211, you on live with Marley B.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Brittany. I got a question.
Brittany.
Hi. I got a coworker. So I wanted to know if I could. He sing and he rap. So I want to know if I can give him your email address so you can listen to his stuff.
Yeah, you can. You can sure can give him the email address and I'll listen to it and probably put it on too. Long as
yeah,
he emails. Tasteful.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I was telling him about you, like, you were talented and everything, and, like, that he should let you, like, listen to his stuff. So I was like, let me see what's going on.
Yeah, tell him he can, or you know what I'm saying? You can make that happen. That's for sure.
Now, that's a new way of doing it. Y'all, I didn't even know. Man, Bang Out Radio is everywhere, dude.
Thank you. While you on, I wanted to give a shout out real quick to our friend and brother and son that we lost, you know, last week. His name is Terrell. Everyone else would probably know him by T-Mac, you know what I'm saying? But his mom is a real close friend of mine, Lynn, you know. And I just want to give her a shout out and tell her to keep her head up, that we love her. Tomorrow is Friday, so if you want to come pay your respects, and you know Terrell, you know T-Mac, and you haven't been able to contact nobody. Yeah, Lancaster Baptist, I believe, Friday. You can double-check on my page. If but
did you say Lancaster Baptist Church? Did you say Lancaster Baptist Church?
Yeah.
The bus that picks up everybody?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that one.
Okay.
I don't know. It's where his funeral services are planning on being held. So, you know, everybody, you know, pray for justice because he in my eyes, you know, his death was unrightful. It was not right. And you know, that's all I want to say at this time. And so I do believe they will get justice, period. And so with that being said, thank y'all for, you know, the moment of silence and for thinking of my family and friends.
It's no problem. Respect.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So you going to tell them, BJ?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I was about to say you going to tell them.
Yeah, I'm going to come. My job be trying to trip on me, but I'm not tripping off them.
No, I'm saying you're going to tell your coworker too?
Oh, yeah. I thought you was talking about the funeral. Yeah, I'm going to tell him. He on that river.
Y'all
he on that river.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Yeah, you got to wash my hair and stuff.
Okay, cool. I want to take a couple callers. So you can stay on or you can let us go. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you. But I'm going to take a couple callers before the show go off. Caller 2957. What's good with it? You on live with Marley B and the crew?
Well, no, it's not Topaz. What's good, Marley B? This is your boy Dopey. I know. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Everybody's waiting for Topaz. Just wanted to call in. I never called in to see your show and give you mad love and stuff. You know what I mean?
Who is it?
This is Dopey.
Hey, what's
what's up, Dopey?
How you feeling, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I feel way better now that you called. I really, really appreciate that. That's, you know what I'm saying?
I've been staying low. I know a lot of people been wondering what's been going on with a lot of people posting stuff like that. I just stay back and just watching right now.
Ain't nobody paying that shit no mind.
I'm gonna call it.
I know.
Worry about that. You know.
Yeah, I'm doing my thing, but I just wanted to let you know, like I called into LA Dreamer show last week, and just wanted to give you mad love and let the record show that Dopey always got love for anybody doing their thing in the AV, and I do support Bang Out Radio, me and Desiree Clarice, so don't let nobody tell y'all different.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So always shout out.
In Bang Out Radio, I want y'all to know that Marley B got love for y'all, you know what I'm saying? I see y'all pushing as a union, and regardless of, you know what, you may not know, you know, me and my dude do look at you guys like, you know what I'm saying, y'all really doing it. You know, we got about over 6 years under our pocket.
We're going on our fourth right now, so you know different. And I know as your other side, when somebody put you know your wife's name in something, it's a whole different story. I know only a man can understand that.
Oh yeah, my guy is going through that right now with Eye Candy Styles. I have to say their name because if I don't, nobody will know what I'm talking about. And it's just, you know, it's a thing between them because when you disrespect me, it kind of disrespected him as well, and I'm his wifey, and that's how it goes.
And I want to give a big shout out to
Wifey. I wanted to announce to everybody, I'll officially be wifey 11-11-11. So,
Man, get ready.
Out of all the times,
1-1-1-1-1-1.
Yeah,
because
we are all number
one.
We number one. It had to be something with one plus one.
I fully understand what you're saying. Anybody out there want to find Dopey, you know, D-O-P-I, y'all can find him on any site, any link, especially Facebook, you know what I'm saying? He be out there pushing it, him and his wife, Desiree Clarice. She dropped her third album and slash mixtape, and it's, you know, it's so long. You guys have
to definitely get it in. And I want to give a big shout out to Gina Lee. I know she switched her name up, but I know it's a countdown for her mixtape, and we really, really excited about that. You know, everybody in AV definitely support that, and you know, it's just a countdown for her.
I'm playing that. That's going to be my last song of the day because I played that in the beginning. I said I'm going to give her an encore because today is her day.
Yeah, today
is
Gina Lee's day, hands down. So, and y'all look for Gino Desiree's mixtape. She's all on there. So, I'm all about supporting all the positive artists in the AAV that's holding down.
That's right. That's right.
All right, so you keep the good work up. God bless you all, and definitely keep the good, keep God first and let everything else happen.
Good looking out. Thanks, Dopey.
Peace and love, you guys.
Caller 6816, you're on live with Marley B, Chalk Swag, Cousin Billy.
What's that, dude?
How you doing? Who is this?
What's happening with Marley B? This Quill, man.
Oh, Q-U-I-L.
What's happening with it?
What's up, bro? I got one more caller. I'm going to put them in while we on, too, just in case, you know, because we got about 5 minutes, just in case they wanted to.
Yeah, I was calling a shout out to Bang Out, though. You know, shout out to LA Tyler Square. We out here doing it out here in the AV, too. You dig?
Yep. Shout out to Tyler Square. They'll be on next week. You guys will be able to see how these guys do it. You know what I'm saying? Caller 5661, you on, too, with Quill, Chalk Swag, Cousin Billy, and Barbie B. What's up, caller?
What's good?
Hey. I think I know who this is.
Somebody's
been
waiting 8 minutes.
Oh, man. It don't make no sense. People was on here waiting. I'm like, oh, I don't even see the caller. I didn't see the caller.
You should know this is Top Notch calling, requesting. Where this shit at? Don't trip, because that shit do bang.
Don't trip.
It do bang. So play that,
we're
going
to have a problem.
Look, I have to see if
it's on the word. But if it's not, we
you gonna play it tomorrow? I hate when this happens, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Hey, shout out to Topaz, who has not called yet, who is going, I'm going to get on her head.
I know.
Yeah,
Topaz.
A couple of people wanted to shout out. Hey, you know, get in there, you feel me? Yeah.
Hey, Mar.
What's up?
Girl, I'm waiting.
I know. I don't think it's on the switchboard, though. Man, I don't
know. Hey, for real, though. Hey, look. I need you to get back on Facebook and check them comments.
I will definitely.
I can't wait to see you.
This is my play sister right here. You know what I'm saying? She's been supporting Bang Out Radio from Sacramento. You know what I mean? So I want to play.
Backtown in the building.
I want to play the shoddy real quick, you know, and then get a tiny piece of a couple more songs before we go, but I want to spend my last 1 minute of my show talking about my little sister. Her birthday, August 7th, will be still younger than me, but she is the hottest, foxiest chick around. I'm telling y'all. And if I could sing right now, I would. But, you know, since I love you so much, I'm going to still try anyway.
Happy I love
birthday
you too, girl.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all my little sisters. Happy birthday to you. Can't breathe.
She gonna love that.
I'll get that out for my sister right here.
You take it, JoJo. Come on, like.
She gonna love that.
JoJo, happy birthday. Yeah.
Faded this weekend, and just for that, I think I'm going to go on and play Fuck Swag by Jay Hitem. Let's go.
On a hundred, pocket full of hundreds, going in, never backing down. Shout out to the hundreds, always in the game, but a nigga never punting. Maybe that's the reason why a nigga always stunting, blowing on that.
And I just wanted to show y'all how much I really appreciate y'all supporting me, so catch me on Facebook.
Hello?
Shout out to all the Leos. Come out and party with us Saturday. Check out Steven on my page, baby. Thank y'all.
Bow. Oh, and catch me tomorrow. We'll be getting a Topaz to stay on her show, too.
Okay.
Stop playing. Get out in the cold.
move. I'm really about to make a move. Don't I just do. Triple time, just one, two.